各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上非常的感谢主，我们有从远地来的弟兄来访问我们。
And we thank and praise the our Lord Jesus that we have a visitor from another country to visit us today.
不单是访问，他还为我们带来美好的见证。
Not only is he visiting us today, but he also brought with him a wonderful testimony.
他是我们在台湾地属于景美教会的欧伟仁弟兄。
And Brother O, he is from 景美教会 in the 景美 Church in Taiwan.
他在台湾是属于这个三军总医院血液肿瘤科的医师。
And Brother O, he is a specialist in the hematology division.
那么他这次来温哥华呢，是要参加一个世界血友病大会的会议。
And he's in Vancouver this week to attend a conference on the World Federation of Hemophilia.
他非常渴慕神的家。
He really longed for the house of God.
昨天虽然没有聚会，但是他自己一个人开车就来先看看会堂。
Yesterday, even though there was no service, but he drove himself here to have a look at our church.
那么今天非常的感谢神，我们可以邀请到他来给我们分享他从主里所领受美好的见证。
And we thank God that we are able to share in the wonderful grace that God has bestowed upon us.
那我们现在把时间交给欧弟兄。
And now I'd like to give this time to our brother O.
奉主耶稣圣名开始做见证。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, I will begin my testimony here.
首先要向温哥华教会的弟兄姐妹们问安。
First of all, I'd like to send my greetings to all fellow brothers and sisters in Vancouver.
这次是我第一次来到加拿大。
And this time is my first visit to Vancouver, to Canada.
早在两个月之前。
And two months before,
我就拿到一个我们加拿大我们温哥华教会的一个名片。
I received a name card of our church in Vancouver.
上面告诉我们 SkyTrain 的29街。
And at the back of the card says where we are located near to the 29 SkyTrain station.
只要走一段比例不太正确的路，应该就可以找得到教会。
And I guess the church is very near to the SkyTrain station.
那这次我从台湾坐飞机来到温哥华机场的时候。
And when I was flying in from Taiwan to Vancouver.
我原本是想说，教会如果能来就来。
Originally, I thought if I can make it to church, then I will come.
不能来其实也没有关系。
And if I can't make it, then that's okay too.
巧的是我们在领行李的时候。
But wonderfully, during the time when I was waiting for my baggage,
跟我们郭弟兄的太太翠华姐妹就站在隔壁。
I was just standing beside our sister Grace Chai.
我们两个人的行李转了半天都没有转出来。
And we were all waiting for so long for our baggage to come out.
我才有时间呢，回过头一看，原来是翠华姐妹就站在我的旁边。
And then I turned to look at the person next to me, and it was our sister Grace.
我想这是主耶稣的安排。
I believe this is the wonderful arrangement of our Lord Jesus.
叫我一定要到温哥华教会来聚会。
To call me that I have to come to Vancouver Church.
同时也跟我们弟兄姐妹们分享。
In order that I'm able to share with you.
在11年前。
That what happened to me 11 years ago.
主耶稣的恩典如何临到我跟我们的一家？
How the grace of God came upon me and my family.
这要从11年前的安息日开始讲起。
And I will begin from the Sabbath of 11 years ago.
在那个时候。
At that time.
我们也是按照正常的时间在聚会。
We were holding a regular worship.
到了下午三点整的时候
And at three that afternoon,
接待的弟兄呢要我去接一通电话
And the usher told me that there was a call for me
是我的岳父打来的
And it was my father-in-law
他告诉我我的太太出了车祸
And he told me that my wife got into a very a bad car accident
被送到某一家医院去了
And she was already sent to a particular hospital
我觉得很惊讶
I was so shocked
当时我的太太在桃园工作。
At that time, she was working in Taoyuan.
距离台北大概50公里左右。
And the distance from Taipei is about 50 kilometers.
中午才通过电话。
And I just spoke to her that very afternoon.
她跟我说她安息日下午要先到桃园教会去聚会。
And she told me that she will attend Sabbath that very afternoon in Taoyuan.
接着她会坐火车回台北来。
And then she will take a train and return to Taipei.
要我到台北火车站去接她。
And she wants me to pick her up at the Taipei train station.
没想到挂上电话。
So when I hung up the phone,
几乎成为我们两夫妻最后的一次讲话。
I did not realize that that was will be our last conversation.
当时我的太太骑着摩托车要到桃园教会聚会。
At that time, my wife was riding a motorbike to Taoyuan for service.
哦，从一个高架桥下面下来。
And she was just exiting from a flyover.
啊，有一个货柜车从平面的道路要转进来的时候。
And there was a big truck who was trying to veer left.
啊，把我的太太撞倒了。
And then it hit my wife.
路人把那部货柜车围起来。
And at that time, right away, they surrounded the accident area.
要求他报警。
And they want to report it to the police.
啊，同时要把太太送到当地的敏盛医院去。
And they want to send my wife to the nearest hospital.
啊，到了医院。
When she arrived at the hospital.
我的太太呢，左边对不起，右后方的这边呢，有一个很大的伤口。
At the time, my wife's right side part of the brain was badly hurt.
啊，已经缝合起来了。
But it was already sewn back.
人是昏迷不醒的。
But she was still unconscious and in coma.
手脚呢也是不断的在抽搐。
And she was always having this shaking.
啊，因为我们当时住在台北。
At that time, we were living in Taipei.
所以我们希望能够转回台北去。
And we tried to get the hospital to release her to a Taipei hospital.
啊，当我们回到台北的三军总医院的时候
，When she was moved to the hospital in Taipei.
啊，时间大概是晚上的八点。
It was already in the evening time, 8 p.m.
这个时候呢，教会的弟兄姐妹们都来了。
At that time, there were already many brothers and sisters who came by to visit.
我们关上布帘。
So we closed the curtain.
就在急诊室里面帮我的太太迫切地祷告天上的神。
And they were all praying so earnestly to the God in heaven.
当天值班的医生姓赵。
At that time, the doctor on duty was Dr. Chow.
他希望我们再拍一张电脑断层的片子。
And he wanted to do another brain scan on my wife.
暂时呢没有颅内出血的情形。
Because at that time they realized that there was no more internal bleeding.
但是他希望我们。
But he wished, he hoped.
接受一个小手术。
That she underwent another minor surgery.
在头上的正中间打一个洞。
To punch a hole in the middle of the scalp.
接上一个管子。
And to have a tube that goes into the hole.
一方面可以量脑部的压力。
In order to measure the brain pressure.
也让万一有出血的话呢，可以从那个管子流出来。
And also another way is to relieve any pressure should a bleeding occur.
我们同意了。
We agreed.
于是送到开刀房里面去开了这个刀。
After she underwent that surgery.
手术结束。
And after the surgery.
已经是半夜十二点。
It was already midnight.
当时的开刀房外面还挤满了许许多多的弟兄姐妹。
And there was still so many brothers and sisters waiting outside of the operating room.
让我们的心觉得非常的感谢。
And we were so thankful at that time.
那我的太太被送进了三军总医院的加护病房。
And when my wife was wheeled to the ICU.
那留下了电话之后。
And after leaving behind a telephone number,
我们就回家休息了。
And then we went home to rest.
隔天就是星期天。
And the next day was a Sunday.
早上的五点钟。
At 5 in the morning.
我的太太加护病房打了一通电话过来。
The hospital gave us a call.
他跟我说。
And they told me.
欧大夫。
This is Dr. O.
大嫂的脑压一直都很高，没有办法下降。
That her brain pressure continued to increase, and there's no way to lower it.
我们已经通知赵大夫了。
And we have already contacted her doctor.
他希望你赶快过来。
So they also wish that you will come to the hospital right away.
我们紧急再做了一张脑部电脑断层。
And we will do another brain scan on.
我们发现了一个最怕的事情出现了。
And because this is something that this is something that's worrisome is coming up.
这就是医学上所称的延迟性颅内出血。
That there is a brain hemorrhage.
这是怎么回事呢？
What's going on?
脑部的血管跟我们手脚的血管不太一样。
Because we know that the blood vessels in the brain is different from other blood vessels of the body.
我们的手脚如果撞了一下，它会马上的淤黑起来。
Because when we damage our blood vessels in our arms or legs, it will become bruised.
这表示我们的微血管破裂。
Which means that our blood vessels has broken.
脑部的血管构造不太一样。
However, the reaction of the brain blood vessels are a little bit different.
他受了伤之后
，When the blood vessels in the brain are bruised or damaged，
不会马上破掉
they will not break right away.
他会想办法去保持这个血管的完整性。
They will try to maintain its normalness of the capillary.
72小时之内,
and within 72 hours,
如果出血的话,
if there was a hemorrhage,
啊, 这被称为延迟性的颅内出血,
and this is the terminal case of brain hemorrhage.
现在事情已经这样子,
and now my wife is in this kind of situation.
于是我们就决定要动手术。
So right away we decided that she must.
手术时间就是早上的7点钟。
The operator, and it was at 7 in the morning.
啊, 我们可以看得到。
And we can see from here.
我们可以看到这边有一个洞。
We can see that there is this hole here.
这个洞呢，就是礼拜六晚上呢挖了一个洞，就在挖的这个地方。
This was the hole that was punctured on Saturday evening.
所谓的左边右边。
And from the left side and the right side.
是病人的左边右边。
And this shows the patient's right side and left side.
不是医生的左边右边。
And this is not what the doctor is seeing.
我们的脑子哈放在我们的 头盖骨里面,
when we put the brain in our skull,
有点像漂浮在里面一样,
it's like float, our brain is floating in the skull.
所以我的太太右后方受到撞击,
so when my wife's right side of the brain is hurt,
啊, 受伤的部位不是在脑部的右后方,
and it's the it's not hurt in the right side,
而是整个脑子往左前方挤压,
and the brain instead veered to the left.
所以受伤的脑子在左边的脑子。
Hence, the damaged part of the brain is on the left side of the brain.
好，所以这边呢，这边就是病人的右边。
And this is the right side of the patient.
这边是病人的左边。
And this is the left side of the patient.
我们可以看到这边有一块黑黑的地方。
We can see that this part is darkened.
这边黑黑的地方有多大呢？
So how big is this darkened spot?
就是这么大。
And this is how big it is.
你可以看到这个阴影是完全不一样的。
And this is from the side view, you see the black shadow.
几乎拆掉左边头盖骨的一半。
And it covered almost half of the entire head.
在当时我就跪在医生换手术房的地方，迫切地向天上的神祷告。
At that time, I was praying so earnestly by the doctor's office.
2个小时之后，我跑到开刀房里面去。
And 2 hours later, I went to the operating theater.
我在那边站了一会。
I stood for a while.
赵大夫并没有看到我站在那边。
And the nurses did not see me there.
他猛然地抬头。
And then when they looked up.
他跟我说一句话。
And they told me.
学弟。 不乐观哦。
He says, buddy, it's not that good.
这个出血的地方比我们电脑断层上面看到的更加严重。
The hemorrhage that we discovered is even more serious than the scan that we saw.
左边的脑子管语言的地方已经撞烂了，他把它切掉了。
And the left side of the brain has been squashed, and so we have totally removed it.
我们左边的脑子有两个分开的区域。
Because we know that there are two different lobes in our left brain.
一个管语言的发动。
Because one lobe will control the speech.
也就是我把我的想法可以转为一个一个单字，然后凑成一个句子。
A speech and emotion that will translate into statements.
另外一个功能。
And the other part of the brain,
就是我讲的一个一个单字,
that all the each individual words that I speak,
你可以把它接起来,
you're able to tie them together,
凑成一个完整的句子,
to make a complete statement.
这个地方已经撞烂，他把它切掉了。
And they have also taken that part out of her.
左边前面上面顶部的地方,
and the top left part,
这个地方也在出血,
and it was also bleeding.
这个赵大夫说，原本我也要一起把它切掉。
And then the nurse told me that they were supposed to take that part out too.
但是呢，我一切掉之后，
but once they took that part out,
你的太太绝对躺在床上过一辈子。
Your wife will then be a vegetable.
所以我暂时帮你留下来。
So what I did is I just left it.
但是，
but
如果再出血的话，
if it continue to bleed,
我们没有第二个选择，
there is no other choice,
要进来把这个出血的地方切掉，
then we have to take that bleeding part out too.
我当时不断地向赵大夫说谢谢。
So at that time I was thanking this nurse.
可是呢， 我转身出开刀房的时候，
but when I came out of the operating room,
我实在忍不住就哭了。
I suddenly just burst out crying.
这实在是一个很难过的事情。
This is indeed so tragic.
那个是1995年的9月发生的事情。
That time, it would happen in 1995 September.
我们是在1995年的1月结婚的。
And we were married in 1995 January.
当时我们两个人结婚还没有满8个月。
At that time, we were married not more than 8 months.
这个呢，这个哈里面有血。
And that this contains the blood.
这个就是本来放管子的地方。
And this is the part where they put the.
这个呢是灌食的鼻胃管。
And this is one of the cathedra.
那这个呢，就是接到气管里面去的管子，
and this is,
让它呼吸的。
And this tube will connect to her lungs.
我们可以看到这
system breathing.
我们可以看到这个受伤相当的严重。
So we can see how much my wife was hurt.
啊，这是在1995年的9月16号的事情。
And this is September 16, 1995.
那因为脑部会受伤，会肿胀。
And you know that after the brain is damaged, it will inflame.
所以我们要保留一些区域呢，让脑部肿胀。
So they have to leave some space for the brain to expand.
所以切下来的头盖骨就暂时放在肚子的皮下脂肪里面。
So that part that was cut off, they were put temporarily, the scalp that was put temporarily inside the abdominal area.
我们正常的脑部也有压力。
Because we know that a normal brain also have a certain pressure.
大概是十个单位。
I guess it's about 10 psi.
但是我的太太的脑压一直都持续在30以上。
But my wife's brain pressure rose to about 30.
这表示她的脑子还在不断的膨胀当中。
And we can see that her brain is continually inflamed.
脑子碰到骨头。
And when the brain touches the skull,
损坏的绝对是脑子。
And we know that the damage will be greatest upon the brain.
主治大夫来查房的时候，
when the nurse came by to have a look,
我问他说这个情形如何，什么时候会清醒过来？
So I asked her when my wife will wake up.
赵大夫显得相当为难。
And it was a very difficult question for her to answer.
他说学弟不要问。
He says, please do not ask me this question.
看着办就好。
Let's just be by her side.
你自己也是医生。
You yourself, you are a doctor.
你不懂的话，你去翻书好了。
If you don't know, then you just look up in the reference books.
我能够讲什么呢？
What else can I say?
我们是在1995年的一月结婚的。
We were married in 1995, January the 22nd.
因为我们台湾的男生毕业之后要当兵。
Because we know that after we graduate from university, we have to go for national service.
那我的太太嫁给我的时候是大学四年级。
My wife, when she married me, she was a fourth year of university.
好，我们可以看到左上角，这是我们两个拍的中国古代的婚礼的照片。
And here on the top left side is we in our traditional wedding attire.
右下角呢，就是在景美教会的会堂里面。
And at the bottom is our picture in the Qingmei Church.
据说我们那个 Amy 也在这些花童当中。
I think Amy, Sister Amy, she's one of the flower girl.
不晓得她是不是可以辨认出哪一位是她自己。
I wonder if she can point to us where she is.
没想到我们新婚还没有满八个月。
Unfortunately, just before we passed the 8 month.
神就让我们碰到这样的事情。
God caused this accident to happen.
这是一些结婚的照片。
And this is some of the wedding pictures.
当时我们碰到这样的困难。
When we were met with this kind of problem,
我们全家人跟教会的弟兄姐妹都同心的为这件事情祷告。
Our family with the church members, we pray together with one heart.
我们回想起马可福音第十章里面。
In the book of Mark chapter 10,
有一个瞎眼的乞丐。
We know that there is this blind beggar.
他叫做巴迪买。
And his name was Bartimaeus.
他听到耶稣的风声。
When he heard the voice of our Lord Jesus,
他就大声的呼叫。
And he cried out.
大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜可怜我吧。
He says, they, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
我那个时候向主耶稣祷告的心情也是这个样子。
And this was how I prayed.
因为实在是很悲伤。
Because at that time I was so full.
不晓得该用什么话来向天上的主祷告。
I don't even know how should I pray to our heavenly Father.
于是我就学着这个巴迪买祷告的声音向主耶稣祷告。
Thus I prayed just like Bartimaeus.
第二点。
And the second point.
我们开脑部的手术要理光头。
When we have this brain operation, we have to shave our heads.
台湾只有两种人会理光头。
And there are two kinds of people who can shave off your head.
一个是罪犯。
One are the convicts.
一个是新兵。
And are the newly conscripted armies.
理光头一方面表示夫妻同心。
To shave off one's hair means that you are in one heart.
一方面也在全能的主面前。
And another way is that before God,
谦卑的认罪,
we are repenting before God.
谦卑的悔改,
with humility, with repent.
而不是在全能的主面前先辩驳自己有罪还是没有罪。
And we must not come before our Heavenly Father to see whether we have sinned or not.
由于我当时候在念研究所,
at that time, I was still in the school.
所以不是每个时间都有课要上。
and not every time I have classes to take.
我趁着教会没有人的时候来到会堂里面祷告。
And I took the opportunity when there was no one in the church to pray.
面伏于地。
And I prostrate myself.
眼泪呢是直接流在景美教会的地板上面。
And my tears just flow directly onto the ground of the Qingmei Church.
主啊，我的悲伤我讲不出来。
I told God that I can't even describe my pain and my sorrow.
主啊，求你可怜可怜我。
Please have mercy and compassion on me.
我就跪在前面的这个地方。
And then I just prayed and I prostrate in front.
可是说的也很奇妙。
But miraculously,
我觉得好像有一个人蹲在我的前面听我祷告。
I just feel that there is somebody standing before me.
甚至他呼吸的那个气息都可以吹到我的脖子上面。
And I could even feel his breath upon my neck.
可是我觉得这是不可能的。
But to me, this is just impossible.
因为我的前面就是讲台。
Because in the front of me is just the pulpit.
可是当我有这种感觉的时候，
But when I have this kind of feeling,
我心中的悲伤就会减轻一些。
Then I realized that my sorrow started to decrease.
此外，
And not only that,
我的母亲也帮我们禁食祷告。
My mom started to fast and pray for me.
曾经有一个安息日下午聚会的时候，
And during one Sabbath afternoon service,
我们妈妈在帮我禁食祷告。
My mom was fasting and praying for me.
教会有个姐妹啊，要找她去后面吃饭。
When one of the sisters invited her to lunch,
她看到我的妈妈禁食祷告。
And when she saw that my mom was fasting,
她也不说什么。
She did not say any more.
陪我的妈妈一起禁食祷告。
And she also accompanied my mom to fast and pray.
这让我们觉得非常的感动。
This kind of actions really touch us.
此外，有许多的同龄把他们听到的见证也跟我们分享。
And many of the brothers and sisters shared with us their own testimonies.
有人告诉我们，在台湾的南部。
And they even told us that in southern part of Taiwan,
有一个弟兄也出了一个很严重的车祸。
That there is this particular brother who also met a very very bad accident.
一样是脑部受伤。
And he was also hurt in the head.
可是全家人都很迫切的祷告。
But when the whole family prayed earnestly to God,
有一次。
And one
家属当中好几个人同时梦到了一个异梦。
And most of the people who were praying, they had the same dream.
梦到家里的人排成一列。
That all the family members they were lined up in one.
这个受伤的弟兄啊，从头开始一个一个跟他们握手。
And this a brother who was hurt, he was shaking hands one at a time.
结果这个弟兄后来又好了。
And then later on, this brother was cured.
回到工作岗位。
And he was even able to return to work.
没有主动向人家说明。
And he did not really say.
没有人知道他曾经出过这样的一个车祸。
No one knew that he had went through a very bad accident before.
另外一位就是黄玲丽执事。
And the next is Deacon Huang.
他告诉我们，如果这件事情是出于神的话。
And he told me that if this accident is from God,
你要向神认罪悔改。
Then you must confess your sin and repent before God.
如果这件事情出于魔鬼。
And if this is from the evil,
没有道理让你的太太受到这样的伤害。
That there is no reason for your wife to have this accident.
所以你要向神祷告。
Then you must pray to God.
求神把你的太太完完整整的还给你。
To ask God to allow God to return your wife in one piece to you.
姚佳琪祷告，姚佳琪传道也这样的勉励我们。
And Preacher Yao also have these words of encouragement.
这也许是一个意外。
That this may only be a accident.
但是我们相信任何事都有神的旨意在。
But we believe that everything has the will of God.
希伯来书的十一章里面这么说。
And in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 has this to say.
人如果没有信心。
That if we have no faith.
就不能得到神的喜悦。
Then we will not be able to please God.
因为到神面前来的。
Because all those who come before God.
必须信有神。
Must come with him. In spirit and in truth.
而且相信神必定赏赐那些寻求他的人。
And that God will give to his children those who seek and ask from him.
出车祸的那一天。
And on the day of the accident.
刚好是安排一位田传道娘来做见证。
At that time, they arranged for Preacher Tian's wife to give testimony.
她的孙女生了重病。
At that time, her granddaughter also had a bad illness.
已经死掉了。
And the granddaughter had already died.
可是呢，家里的人迫切帮她祷告。
But when the whole family prayed earnestly for her,
她的孙女就这样子复活。
And her granddaughter came back to life.
她告诉我们。
And then she told me.
她要把她的孙女求回来。
She wants to pray that her granddaughter may be returned back to them.
果然神没有让他们失望。
So indeed, God did not disappoint them.
车祸到了五天之后
，Five days after the accident，
也就是九月二十一号
，That's September the 21st。
我的太太忽然间醒过来了
，My wife suddenly woke up。
她醒来的时候，第一句话
，And the first words she spoke were，
正好我的岳父站在她旁边
，At that time her father was standing beside her。
她说：“爸爸妈妈呢？”
She asked him, "Dad, where is mom?"
我岳父的眼泪就不由自主地流了下来。
And my father-in-law never stopped crying.
可是后来的表现却不好。
But later on, then things start to get worse.
他不认识跟他住了四年的大学同学。
She could not recognize her old classmate.
最亲密的弟弟妹妹不认识。
And she could not recognize her own brothers and sisters, her own siblings.
她的先生叫什么名字，她也讲不出来。
She could not even remember my name.
而且会陆陆续续把身上的一些管子全部拔掉。
And she will try to pluck off all the tubes that's going into her nose and mouth.
由于我们再去放这些管子，可能会对她造成一些伤害。
Because we are afraid that she will hurt herself.
所以我们在九月二十五号呢，就把她转到普通病房去了。
So we decided to move her to a normal room.
啊，这是九月二十五号的时候离开加护病房。
So we left. She left the ICU on September 25th.
啊，请我们看一下两个礼拜之后的九月三十号。
So let's come back to 2 weeks after September 30.
啊，在九月二十五号之后啊。
September 25th after.
我刚刚讲过，他讲话的中枢被人家切掉了。
So we know that the speech part of her brain has been removed.
他是不会讲话的。
She's not supposed to be able to talk.
而且左边的脑子有出血。
And we know that her left part of the brain has been hemorrhaging.
左边的脑子呢是管右边的肢体运动。
Because we know the left side of the brain will control the right side of the movements of the body.
所以原本他的手脚是不会动的。
So In reality, she must not be able to move her right side of the body.
哎，等到她出了加护病房之后
，But when she left the ICU,
哎，可以发出一些简单的声音。
She was able to speak softly.
右边的肢体好像可以动了。
And she could even move her right part of the body.
但是显得非常的笨拙。
But of course, it's still very weak.
会像幼儿一样。
And she's still very awkward, just like a little child.
把东西放在嘴巴里面。
And she was able to put things into her mouth.
然后呢，要她哄她睡觉的时候。
And when we're trying to get her to sleep.
她会把脸埋在棉被里面。
And she will cover herself partly with the blanket.
然后再把她伸出来。
And then she will.
再把头伸出来。
Oh, and then she will come out of the blanket.
就好像一个小孩子一样。
It's just like a child playing a peekaboo.
我们尝试着让他念 A B C D 这样子。
And then we start to teach her A B C.
但是念到 D 呢，他就再也念不下去了。
But after she learned up to D, then she can't continue.
那三军总医院有一位很有名的彭家勋大夫。
And at that time, there was a very famous specialist in that particular, a neurologist in that hospital.
他是做神经内科的。
And he is a neurologist.
那他是在念博士班。
And he was actually studying for his PhD.
我那时候是在念硕士班。
And at that time, I was doing my master's.
因为他也是很虔诚的基督徒。
And because he was also a very devout Christian.
那我们有一堂课是博士班跟硕士班的学生一起修的。
At that time, the PhD students and the master students, we were taking the same course.
我就请他去看看我太太。
Then I invited him to have a look at my wife.
他很守信用。
And he was a very trustworthy person.
每天都去。
And he came by every day to see my wife.
有一次我在路上碰到他。
And one day I met him on the road.
他跟我说学弟啊。
And he says, friend.
你要感谢主哦。
You have to thank God.
你的太太啊，我觉得她进步得很快哦。
I believe that your wife really have a very a drastically improve.
这个时候，虽然我的太太恢复得很慢。
At that point, even though my wife physically improved
very slowly. 而且从学理上面。
From a medical term.
她应该是不会好的。
She's not supposed to get better.
她应该是不会讲话的。
She's not supposed to talk.
她应该留在床上一辈子的。
She's supposed to be a vegetable.
可是人家却说，她觉得她有改善。
But yet people can see her the improvement.
九月十六号出车祸。
The accident happened September 26.
九月三十号。
And now we are September 30.
撞我们的那个货车司机带着他的太太来看我们。
And the truck driver who hit my wife brought his wife to visit us.
他的太太先跟我们说对不起。
And his wife was apologizing to us.
她说她也是今天才知道她的先生撞了我们。
And she only realized today that her husband has hit her.
她要求她的先生一定要带她来看我们。
And she asked her husband that he must take her to the hospital to visit my wife.
她说她的先生排行最小。
And she told us that my husband, he's the youngest in the family.
几年前兄弟分财产的时候。
And a few years back when the family are dividing the family inheritance.
没有分到什么钱。
And her husband did not get much from the inheritance.
而且小孩子都还在念小学。
And now all the children are still young and they are still in school.
啊，希望我们能够高抬贵手。
And she hoped that we are willing to accept what they can give.
让他们呢，在能力范围许可的情形下面呢，给我们赔偿。
That they are willing to compensate us financially in whatever way they can.
我们那个时候跟他们是不欢而散的。
At that time, we don't really have any kind of expectation from them.
我想那时候的软弱。
Because at that time I was so weak.
那时候的愤怒。
I was also angry.
你开着货柜车在市区里面开快车。
I said to myself, why are you speeding and driving so fast on the highway?
你们要怎么赔偿我们呢？
How are you supposed to compensate us?
所以跟他们是不欢而散的。
So I don't give a second thought.
啊，就像我们这个时间表上面，两个礼拜之后。
So 2 weeks after September 16, the day of the accident.
啊，在我们出加护病房的25号到30号之间。
From the time we, my wife left the ICU from September 25th to the 30th,
也就是出车祸的两个礼拜之内，
which is 2 weeks after the accident,
我们碰到一些属灵的战争。
We met with a lot of spiritual battles.
有一次我们在床边帮他祷告的时候，
because once when we were praying by her bedside,
他用手推我们，
she started to push us away.
说是你们走开啊。
And she says, go away.
啊，你们好吵啊。
You're bugging me.
然后发出一些尖叫的声音。
And she was screaming.
那跟我们发脾气。
And then she was getting angry at us.
我们呢抓住她的手。
And we hold on to her hands.
奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼。
And we said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, cast out the devil.
啊，她就安静下来了。
And then she started to calm down.
又过了一两天。
Then a couple days later.
我们一样在床边帮她祷告。
And when we continue to pray by her bedside.
听到灵言祷告。
We heard this. She was praying in tongues.
知道主耶稣同在。
And we know that God is with us.
祷告结束的时候。
After the prayer.
她望着我们傻笑。
And she looked at us and smiled.
她还没有办法下床。
Even though she was not able to come down.
讲话还结结巴巴。
And she could not speak with coherently.
啊，但是我们却相信主耶稣一定会医治她。
But we have this faith that God indeed will heal her.
这就是在当中碰到的一个情形。
And this is one of the experiences that we experience.
我们回到上一页。
And now we'll come back to October the 3rd.
我们记得10月3号跟10月4号的这两天。
Let's remember October 3rd and October 4th.
10月3号是礼拜二的晚上。
September, October the 3rd is a Tuesday. Is a Tuesday.
因为我隔天要做一个读书报告。
Because the next day I have to give a study report.
那我就背对着他读书。
So I sat by her to study.
我听到的背后有不断翻身的声音。
And I start to hear somebody keep on turning.
后来我忍不住了。
And I could not.
我回头一看。
I was very curious. I turned to look.
我看到她站在床边。
I saw that she was standing by the bedside.
我说你要干什么？
I said, what are you doing?
我忘了他应该是听不懂话的。
I forgot that she's not supposed, she's supposed to be deaf.
我要上厕所。
And then she replied, I want to go to the bathroom.
我赶快扶着她。
And then I right away, I hold her.
坐上轮椅。
And put her on the wheelchair.
把她带到洗手间去。
And then wheel her to the bathroom.
就事到如今才17天而已。
And we know that that's only 17 days after the accident.
这实在是好奇妙的事情。
This is indeed miraculous.
后来10月9号能够出院。
And October 9th, she was able to be discharged.
当天是礼拜一。
And that time was a Monday.
10月10号呢，就是开始灵恩布道会。
And on October the 10th, it was the beginning of the spiritual convocation.
那一般来讲都是从礼拜二一直进行到礼拜天。
And usually the evangelical and spiritual convocation will begin on Tuesdays.
啊，我的太太呢，可以坐在会堂里面从头聚会到晚。
And my wife was able to sit through the whole service.
我真的感觉神对我们很好。
I was so touched that God was so kind to us.
啊，这就是当时的一个时间表。
And it was at times October 9th that she was discharged.
出院之后。
And after she was discharged.
啊，她需要做一些语言治疗。
And she has to undergo many speech therapy.
同时呢，也需要把头盖骨呢从肚子放回原来的地方。
And she also has to have her scalp scalp where it was in the abdominal area to be put on her head.
后来去做了几次语言治疗之后。
And after many sessions of speech therapy,
治疗师说你不用再来了。
And then the therapist said, you don't have to come anymore.
啊，因为你已经几乎都好了。
Because you are completely well.
然后我觉得她恢复的情形大概是95%。
And from my estimation, she's 95% recovered.
照理讲，头部出了一个这么大的伤害。
I believe that when she undergoes so great a damage to her brain.
而且又开了一个这么大的刀。
And she has also undergone a major surgery.
最常见的后遗症就是癫痫。
And we know that the after effects of this brain damage will always be like a sort of epilepsy.
可是呢，我们一次都没有看到。
But yet, I've never seen her have this side effect.
同时啊，她在累的时候。
And when she was tired.
如果你听过和尚念经的声音
，When you've seen how the monks they meditate，
啊，他讲话是没有高低快慢的。
We see, I realize that my wife does not have any intonation。
由于她的娘家在永和
，Because her family lives in Yonghe。
啊，所以，娘家的弟兄姐妹也很关心。
And her siblings they're also concerned about her。
那有一位家长就找我们去做英文的家教。
And one of the family decide to teach her English.
啊，所以我们也很勇敢的去教了。很勇敢的去教了。
Okay. So we also decide to teach English.
啊，那后来呢？因为这是出了车祸。
Because this is a major accident.
啊，所以有牵涉到一些法律的事务。
And legally, we have to deal with some matters.
事实上，这场官司我们是赢定了。
Because we know that legally we are supposed to win this case.
第一个，当时出车祸的时候。
Because during the accident.
路人把货车围下来。
That the pedestrians surround the accident area.
曾经跟旁边的店家借电话。
And he borrowed a telephone.
第二个。
Second.
我们碰到一个很正直的检察官。
And we met a very upright police officer.
啊，他采信我们的证言。
And he accepted our testimony.
第三点。
And the third.
这对方在法庭上面的那个证词是互相矛盾的。
And this, 对方。
对方是货车司机。
Okay. The driver of the truck, he gave conflicting testimonies.
一方面他来跟我们道歉。
On one hand, he was apologizing.
一方面跟我们又在法庭上说他撞到人他完全没有感觉。
On the one hand, he told the judge that when he hit my wife, he could not feel that he hit her.
可是我们握有店家的录音带。
But because we have the telephone conversation that was recorded.
确实是你撞的。
That indeed, he was the one who hit her.
这件事情让你无可抵赖。
So there's no way the driver could deny it.
在1995年的9月出车祸。
In 1995, early September, when the accident happened.
11月开第一次庭。
And the first time we have to go to court was in November.
96年的1月跟3月开第二次跟第三次的庭。
And January and March of 96, we have to appear the second and the third time.
随着官司的进行。
And throughout this legal battles.
啊，随着我太太恢复的情形。
Due to the recovery of my wife.
在当中啊，祷告的心境有所改变。
We can see that there's a change in our prayers.
一开始。
In the beginning,
我们向主耶稣祈求，主啊，求你可怜可怜我。
In the beginning, we prayed for God's compassion on us.
可是要开第三次庭的时候
，And during the third trial date,
不断的想起马太福音第十八章的故事。
We thought about the story recorded in Matthew chapter 18.
主耶稣回答彼得的问的一个问题。
And this is the answer that. That Jesus gave to Peter's question.
彼得问主，我原谅人家七次可以吗？
And Peter asked our Lord Jesus, how many times should I forgive somebody?
主耶稣告诉他，你要原谅人家七十个七次。
And instead Jesus replied, you must forgive another person 70 times 7.
讲到两个仆人。
And our Lord Jesus also mentioned about the story of the two servants.
啊，一个欠了一千万。
And one of the servant owed the king 10,000 talents.
一个欠了十块钱。
And the other a servant owed one talent.
结果这个欠了一千万的人。
And the person who was owed 10,000 talents.
得到主人的怜悯。
He was forgiven by the king.
免除他所有的债务。
And the king was willing to wipe out all his debts.
可是同为仆人的另外的朋友欠这个仆人十块钱。
But yet this servant, this forgiven servant, when he turned around, he did not forgive the little money that was owed by his friend.
他却要把他下到监狱里面去。
And instead, he wanted to throw his friend in prison.
18章的33节这么说,
and in Matthew chapter 18, verse 33 says,
主人对这个欠了1000万的仆人这么讲,
this is what the king told the servant who owed him 10,000 talents.
你不应当连续你的同伴像我连续你一样吗?
Aren't you able to forgive your friend just like how I have forgiven you?
当时啊, 在祷告当中, 这个念头就不断地从心里面涌上来。
At that time when I was praying, this kind of these words started to come out from my heart.
等到开第三次庭的时候,
and during my third trial date,
我们两个人推出一个结论。
My wife and I decided to make this statement.
第一个, 我太太的痊愈不是人的力量可以做得到的。
That my wife's recovery is not something that's man that comes from men.
第二个,
that since our Lord Jesus has given us so much grace,
我们欠主耶稣的就好像那欠1000万两银子的一样。
So we are indebted to God just like how the servant was indebted to the king.
就算对方欠了我100块1000块。
Even though the driver who hit us only owe us one talent,
这跟我们欠主耶稣的完全不能相比。
And this is incomparable with the amount of debts that our Lord Jesus has forgiven us.
所以在1996年的3月8号开庭的时候,
thus, in 1996, March the 8th, during the trial,
法庭里面有5个人,
at that time, there were 5 people in the court.
一个是检察官,
one was the police officer,
一个是书记官,
one was the recorder,
一个是法警,
And the other one was the ticket officer.
一个他，一个我。
And then the truck driver and myself.
那他在讲话的时候,
when the truck driver was giving his statements,
他还是要想办法去设法狡辩。
He was still trying to get out of this situation.
我站在旁边。
And for me, standing by,
心中十分的轻松。
I was feeling pretty relaxed.
举目望着天。
I just look up.
那一边看一边笑。
And I look and I just smile.
后来检察官说他听不下去了。
And then the police officer asked him to stop.
他就叫我讲。
And then he asked me to make my statement.
那个时候心里面有一种感觉。
At that time, I have this feeling in my heart.
好像有一种火在心中烧的那种感觉。
It's like this heat, this fiery thing burning in my heart.
我说这半年来,
I said all this half year, 6 months.
我们无时无刻所想的一件事情,
all the thoughts that we have,
就是要判对方更重的罪。
At that time, we want to inflict most harm.
因为他不应该在市区超速行车。
Because I tried to reason that he's not supposed to drive so fast.
把我的太太撞成这个样子。
And to hit my wife until she's so so sick.
可是我们看到我内人的恢复。
But yet, when we see the quick recovery of my wife,
实在不是人的力量做得到的。
Indeed, this is not coming from men.
另外想起对方的子女幼小。
And then I also thought about the young children that he has.
如果我们坚持赔偿,
and if we were to ask for high compensation,
只是为这个社会制造一个破碎的家庭,
we will not only cause a broken family in the society.
我们两家都是基督徒,
we are both Christians.
耶稣基督一定不希望我们这么做。
And we know that our Lord Jesus will not want us to break another person's family.
所以希望庭上能够允许。
So I request the judge,
让我们能够撤回告诉,
that we like to rescind take back this compensation request.
当时我站在左边,
at that time I was standing on the left,
被告站在右边,
the left of the judge,
and
the offender was standing on the right, and I took up my hand to shake his hands.
然后法庭的人全部都愣住了。
And then everyone in the court was so shocked.
我们决定原谅对方。
We decide to forgive.
那官司打到这边, 打不下去了。
And then there's no way we're going to continue to fight this in the court.
后来检察官告诉我, 他就这么说,
and then this police officer came by and talked to me.
他说被告啊,
he says, you as the plaintiff,
你看人家对你多好。
Oh, says to the defendant, see, you are so the plaintiff treat you so good.
我说不是我们对他好,
and says, it's not that we are good to the defendant,
而是主耶稣对我们大家都很好。
It is that our Lord Jesus has been so good to all of us.
当我签下那个撤回告诉的声明的时候,
when I signed on the paper that said that I will rescind,
心中感到无比的轻松跟愉快。
I felt so happy.
我觉得这个爱是来自主耶稣对我内人的爱。
And I believe this love comes from the love that I have for my wife.
圣经说,
The Bible says
爱能够遮掩一切的过错。
That love can cover a multitude of sins.
官司就打到这边。
So our legal battles ended here.
刚刚小弟也讲到。
And at that time, I also mentioned to you
恢复的情形大概是95%。
That she recovered about 95%.
就在法庭结束的一个礼拜之内。
And after the trial ended 1 week after.
我们两个人开着车。
We were driving while we were driving.
那就听那个英语的广播节目。
And we were listening to this English station on the.
大意是说。
And.
大意是说。
And there is the sound from the radio says.
伊拉克的军机在天上飞。
That there is this Iraqi planes flying overhead.
美军的飞机去追这样子。
And then the American planes were chasing after them.
我问了一下他。他在讲什么
？So I asked my wife, "Do you know what this person on the radio was talking?"
他就跟我说的完全正确。
And then she could relate to me exactly what the radio announcer said.
在家休息了一年。
After she rested for a year.
回到工作岗位继续教书。
She was still able to go back to her teaching job.
1997年的二月放寒假。
And during the 1997, when she was having the winter holiday,
准备要过那个中国的农历新年了。
She was about to celebrate the Chinese New Year.
我在路上问这个有一次在路上碰到这位赵大夫。
And once I met this Dr. Chow.
赵大夫说：“你太太怎么很久都没有来看我门诊呢？”
He says, "How come I haven't seen your wife coming to the clinic?"
最近好吗
？Is she okay?
我刚刚说报告学长。
And I told us I'd like to make this report to you.
我太太已经回去教书了。
My wife is already back teaching.
现在在放寒假。
And she's now having her winter break.
她回答我四个字。
And he replied to me with these four words.
是真的吗
？Is this true？
他不相信。
Because he could not believe.
帮他开刀的人最了解他的病情。
He was the operating surgeon at the time, so he knew the condition more.
他都不相信说他的病人能够有这样的恢复的一个。
And he could not believe that his own patient could recover so well.
2001年我们得到一个孩子。
And the year 2001, we got a child.
现在已经5岁了。
And 是男的。
男的。
And he's 5 years old now.
那我们看一看下面的几张照片。
And so I would like to share with you some of my shots of my son.
这是当时。
Of my wife.
那个是当时我们。我太太还躺在床上。
At that time, you see my wife, she was lying on the bed.
你可以看到我们的头发也理光了。
And see that I shave off my hair.
看起来跟那个什么流氓的那个还真有点像。
I look like the mafia gang.
好，我们看下一张。
And this is the next shot.
我太太头发慢慢长起来了。
And you can see that my wife's hair start to grow back.
脸上的表情也出现了。
And you can see that she start to show emotions on her face.
我们再看下一张。
And the next.
这是她怀孕的时候。
And this was during her pregnancy.
背景不是在纽约。
Because of course this is not a real New York.
它是一个小人国。
This is just one of those miniature land that we went to visit.
那这是在2003年的春节。
And this is the springtime of 2003.
这是我们全家的照片。
And this is our family photo.
拍照的人是我的弟弟。
And the person who took the photo is my brother.
这是我父亲。
And he's my dad.
我母亲。
My mom.
我妹妹
my sister,
我
and myself,
我这是我的小孩
and that's he's my son,
这是手上的红包
and he was carrying a red packet,
这是我太太
and she's my wife,
这是我弟弟的太太
and this is my sister-in-law,
这是我们在去年春节的时候
this is taken last year during the spring,
我们最后来看下一章
and next let's read this.
愿一切的荣耀都归于天上的父。
May all glory be given unto our Father in heaven.
愿一切的平安归于全地的人。
And may all peace be given to all people of the world.
特别是今天。
Especially today.
参加聚会的温哥华教会全体弟兄姐妹。
And to all, especially to all the brothers and sisters in the church.
见证到此，阿门。
My testimony will end here. Amen.
感谢主耶稣带领，让我们今天晚上听到美好的见证。
We thank God for allowing us to hear this wonderful testimony.
路遥知马力，这是当一个很长的旅途啊，可以知道一只马有多有力啊。
In order to know the strength of a horse.
日久就见人心。
And you can know only after you have walked a certain portion.
患难 才见真情。
And only in tribulation you will show your true nature. 啊，
每个人都信主。
Because we know that everyone we are believers of Jesus.
每个人都坐在这里听道理。
All of us, we are all sitting here listening to the same testimony.
但是我们对主的信心有多少？
But yet, let us ask ourselves how much faith we have.
平常是看不见的。
Normally, we can't really see our faith.
什么时候看得见呢？
When can we see our faith manifested?
被火烧的时候。
During a fire.
遇到患难的时候。
During when we met with tribulations.
感谢神，今天我们听到欧弟兄他经过火的试炼的见证。
And we thank God today how we see how Brother O experienced this fiery trial.
肉体上是他太太在受苦。
Physically, his wife was the one who suffered.
但是最大的苦啊，心灵上、精神上、属灵上，还是欧弟兄本人。
But yet we know that emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, it is our Brother O who suffered the most.
这个让我们可以想几点。
And from this, we can gather a few points.
第一啊，在患难当中，我们知道谁爱我们。
Because in tribulation, number one, we know who loves us.
好，我听到欧弟兄啊来描述他对太太的爱，真的令我很感动。
And thank God that from Brother O, we know how much he loves his wife.
我要向他学习。
I want to learn to be like him.
我没有想过要剃光头。
I never realized that one must shave one's hair.
但是可能是他在最悲伤的时候那种决心。
But I guess it was the time when he was at his lowest point in his life.
第二点我学到的。
And the second point that I learned.
对神也要患难要见证情。
That in before God in our tribulation we must be strong.
没有埋怨。
We must not complain.
只求神怜悯。
We only ask for God's compassion and mercy.
第三点。
Number three.
我学习到。
I learned.
像约伯一样，在最困难的时候，还要帮那三个无用的朋友来祷告。
That Job, even though in his own pitiful state, he was still praying for his three foolish friends.
他竟然可以放弃告诉。
Even though he did not complain.
这是他给我们美好的榜样。
And this is also Brother O's testimony that he left for us.
那么最后我们来看一节经节。
Lastly, let us look at a Bible verse.
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
第十七节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 17.
罗马书第四章十七至八节。
Romans chapter 4, verses 17 and 18.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活。使无变为有的神，他在主面前做我们世人的父。如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。十八节，
Verse 18,
他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父。正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。这里保罗怎么形容神呢？
Here, how does Paul describe God?
我们深深思考一下这八个字。
Let us ponder further these eight words.
使人复活。
To bring life the dead.
使无变有。
To call the things that are not as though they were.
这八个字很重要。
These statements very important.
我们今天虽然没有经历过，今天我们听到这个见证的车祸的苦难。
Even though we ourselves have not personally experienced this accident, but through Brother O's testimony.
但是我们希望我们不需要经历过那些东西，就可以了解从当中所学到的道理。
But yet, even though we have not experienced the same accident, but we can also learn from his testimony.
我们不一定需要经历过大车祸才了解今天是神留给我的生命。
That we must not have to go through the accident to know that God has given us this life, this new life.
我们要多爱主。
Let us love God the more.
多为主做圣工。
To serve God more.
让我们活着每一天。
To live.
都有盼望。
To live with hope every day.
都有意义。
To live meaningfully every day.
都有价值。
To live with value.
我们也非常感谢欧弟兄给我们美好的见证分享。
And we also thank Brother O for sharing with us his testimony.
希望啊，下一次他来的时候，就把他的爱人啊，雅茹还有五岁的儿子啊，带来让我们看一看，让我们招待，让我们分享主内的团契。
And we hope that the next time he visits us in Vancouver, he will bring along his wife and his son.
啊，让我们摸摸他的头啊，那个洞在哪里
？So we would like to feel the hole that was in his wife.